Welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Hi, welcome to Turn the Page, Syosset Library's podcast. Today, we have a wonderful writing duo that we're going to introduce to you in a minute, Christina Lauren, and I'm Evelyn, Syosset Library Reader Service Librarian, and the other librarian I have with me is...
Jessica, Community Engagement Specialist, and also librarian.
Right, and with us, we have the writing team of Lauren Billings and Christina Hobbs, also known as... Christina Lauren. So if you guys would like to introduce yourselves individually, I'd really appreciate that.
Hello, I am Christina Hobbs.
And I am Lauren Billings. And we write together under the pen name Christina Lauren.
That is so great. Now, I would like to know, how did that start, that you started writing together?
Well, we were both writing fan fiction online in 2009. And Lo was putting on a panel at San Diego Comic-Con, and it was on FanWorks, and so she invited me to be on the panel, and we met in person and just hit it off. Like, as soon as we met, we just got along and decided to write like a fan fiction kind of one shot together, and that was so much fun that we decided to attempt to write a book together.
I have to ask what kind of fan fiction you were writing.
Well, Lo has written
a
couple.
Fan of fan fiction.
Lo has written in a couple cool fandoms. She has written in Buffy, Hunger Games. Oh my gosh, lots of them. I've written in Twilight.
That's nothing to sneeze at.
It's nothing to sneeze at, you know. So this is Lauren, and the Twilight fandom, it really spawned a ton of talent. I mean, so many published authors started there, and I think writing fanfic is an amazing way to get started as a writer.
It is.
You learn a lot.
It's how to write.
What year was that you started this?
So we were both writing in 2009.
Okay.
And so we met that summer at San Diego Comic-Con, like she said, and we started writing a book, I think in 2010, we started writing a book together.
And what was your first published book?
Our first published book was Beautiful Bastard, but the first book that we wrote together was a book called Parted, which was a YA sort of mythology paranormal based book, and it still hasn't been published. We haven't actually sent it back out after a couple of editors saw it. We've just been holding on to it, but it was the most fun. It was like skinny dipping and a beautiful glacial lake and fates, and it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
Which is probably why it didn't get published.
So what's your process like of writing together? How do you do that?
So we always meet in person, which is a little harder right now to outline, because it's not just like you don't just sit down in like 2 hours and have a book outlined. It's like, for us anyway, it's something that takes like a couple days, and it involves watching lots of movies, watching TV, just talking about nothing, and then all of a sudden you go, oh, and what if they did this and they did this? So we outline in person, then we divide it up by chapter, scene, point of view, whatever. We go our separate ways and start writing. And then at some point we combine and hope that it looks like a book. And also we upload our chapters as we go so that we can reference them, because we write chronologically. And then we just edit and edit and edit and edit and edit, because truly that is where a good book becomes a great book.
Wow. Okay. That sounds very difficult to me. I guess you guys have it down pat after all these books you've written. How many? What's the number?
So we have 27. We have 27 published. No, 26 published and 28 written.
Oh my God.
But it's not down pat. Even we're outlining one now, and we're like, I don't know what we're doing.
You would think we have a system, but we totally don't. Like, every time we start, we're like, what do we do? How does one start a book?
Let's do like this, you know, the spreadsheet this way. Oh wait, what about this way?
So you're definitely outliners. You follow your outlines, and
Yeah. I mean, we usually outline the first two thirds in pretty good detail. Yeah. We know how they're going to end, you know, we know they're going to end up together because we write romance, and that's the contract that we make with our readers, is that there's a happily ever after.
Right.
But sometimes the way they get there in the last few chapters changes. And so we try and be flexible with the last like quarter of the book. So
I was just going to say, I think that your process sounds lovely as well, though, because it's just such a thing that friends do, you know, hang out together, watch TV, talk about stuff. And I think, I don't know, Evelyn, we've been doing a lot of these podcasts, and I think this is the first time any duo of authors or authors in general have really talked about their process in that way. It's just so nice. I kind of wish that my best friend and I could do something like that.
I think it takes a real magic in the chemistry too, because it isn't just that we're best friends, but it's also that our personalities are so complementary for this. Like the ways that I am uptight, she's laid back, and the ways that I'm laid back, she's uptight. And it works that way. We have complementary strengths, and we just got really lucky because we were writing together before we were really close friends. The friendship grew out of that. And now it's its own thing. So I think, you know, we're really lucky. It is interesting though, talking to other co-authors about their process, because, you know, we get asked all the time how we write together, but I understand because every co-author team does it slightly differently. Some people, like, one will draft and the other edits. Some, they don't plan anything. They just talk about who their characters are, and then they send like surprise chapters back and forth, almost like a call and response. And I think that's fascinating. I can't imagine not knowing what I was going to be getting back from her, you know.
I also I laugh more than anything when in my text box with Lo, or like when we're talking on the phone. Like, we just crack each other up so much. So if we can do that to each other in a book, like, that's really, when we first started writing, that's sort of what we set out to do, was just to make the other person like laugh or blush or whatever. And it's just, that's sort of what we do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I think that's great. I love it. So I finished In a Holidays, and I absolutely loved it. The characters were so great. I want them all as my friends. I want to go stay in the house and go skiing. And not that I've ever skied in my life, but it sounds like so much fun to have all your college friends together and their siblings and their children. I mean, not even their siblings. Oh, I just loved it. It was so great. I'm having trouble promoting it right now, though, because of the pandemic. What have you been doing?
You know, surprisingly, no. This is our second pandemic book release.
Right. And
which is a funny sentence.
It is a funny sentence.
You mean your second book release within the same pandemic? I was like, what other pandemic recently has grounded everybody? Okay. Jessica.
The Honey Don't List came out in March, and that was like within a week of most of the shelter in place. And then this one came out, of course, on October 6th. And I think people are just really hungry for uplifting stories. We were worried that it was going to be, I mean, we knew we were releasing it early in the season, and you kind of have to give it a long lead if you're doing a holiday book. So I think we thought that first week would be really quiet, but we hit the New York Times bestseller list. And so
congratulations.
Thank you.
Yay. And so deserving, because it's such a great holiday story. It really, really is. I love how she wakes up on the plane and she's repeating the days over. I mean, until she gets it right, and she gets it right. I mean, I could say that because it's a rom-com, and like you said, happy ever after ending, but it's just so good.
He's
great. I want to marry him too.
I do love Andrew. He's a sweet.
Yeah. He's fabulous. So how do you get the ideas for a book like this? What sparked the idea?
So we wanted to write a holiday book, and we weren't really sure, you know, what to do. And Lo, her family growing up, that's what they did, was sort of all get together with old, you know, family. She has all these crazy stories about like her dad falling into the Christmas tree, and, you know, all of these crazy things. But, and I think a lot of people think of this as like a Groundhog's Day sort of thing. And right. It is, but also, if anyone has ever,
it doesn't keep going on.
Yeah. If anyone has ever seen Happy Death Day, which seems like an odd comparison, but it's such a brilliant, like, dark comedy. And in that book, or in that movie, it's her birthday and she gets murdered and keeps waking up like it and has to find out who the murderer is. But what we loved so much is the clever way that they keep redoing things. And obviously that's a lot easier to do in a movie than it is in a book. So in the book, we had to be really careful. And I remember we turned it in and then we realized that we did it wrong. And Lo went back and made the first big, huge chunk of edits to how May wakes up, and she did such a good job of, it's not repetitive. Like mm-hmm. you see it the first time, and then the second time it skips ahead to where, you know, she's telling somebody or, you know, and so that was a little bit of inspiration. So like Lo's kind of growing up and the way that they spent the holidays, and then that, and it just turned into this like funny tinsel covered thing.
Yep.
That sounds like so much fun. And it's so funny because I feel like recently there have been so many stories that are sort of attributed to that that Groundhog Day theme that have been mm-hmm. told in different ways. Like you have Happy Death Day and you have Russian Doll. Mm-hmm. But I don't think that they feel derivative at all. They're all their own thing. And I think the idea of wanting to, you know, restart is just a very human idea.
Yeah, I think so too. I think we all love the idea of a do-over when we've made mistakes. I don't think we could have predicted, I mean, but we would all be living our own Groundhog Day this right. whole year, you know, where every day sort of feels the same. I mean, right. I
have like, a calendar in my office, like a whiteboard calendar, and my daughter turns 20 on election day. And she walked in, and on my calendar it says "it doesn't matter" across the top of it, and she was laughing so hard because she's like, "It's true."
I thought you were gonna say that it still says March 17th or something.
No, but I have another calendar in my office that still was on like August or something.
Right. No, mine would probably still be on March because I feel like we were shut down for so long then March is the, you know.
And yep. I mean, I don't know about you all, but I'd heard this from other people. When everybody was in lockdown and not going anywhere, I know I had the most bizarre dreams, you know, and I think it was from not much going on physically, but a lot going on mentally.
Yeah. And our brains were just like processing all of that. I know every morning Christina will wake up and tell me her crazy dream from the night before. She's having the craziest dreams lately.
Well, that'll probably be good for writing more books. Use that material. What did you guys do before you were writing?
So I have my doctorate in neuroscience, and I was doing research on retinal disease and cognition. So I had sort of spoons in different neuroscience pots, but yeah, I really loved what I did. I had a blast, and we just got to a point in our writing where we had so many books coming out so fast that we had to decide, are we gonna do this, like really do it, or are we gonna just dabble? And we both didn't wanna dabble. We wanted to go all in, so we left our jobs.
Have you made any characters neuroscientists?
Yes.
Lots of scientists.
Yes.
We have a lot of scientists. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was working at a junior high in a counseling office, which I really loved. That's one of the things that I think has been the hardest about like writing full time is I miss those kids. I miss like seeing them come in as seventh graders and leave as ninth graders. And then they always, some of them always tend to come back and say hi and stuff. And for a while I really wanted to volunteer, but you just don't build those same relationships with kids, seeing them once a week as you do seeing them every day. So I really loved it.
But are you happy what you're doing now?
Oh yes. I'm so lucky. I mean, I work with my best friend. So yeah.
Yeah,
and you
we're
make
super
your own
lucky.
Hours, and you, well, of course, you have deadlines and everything else. But how many books are you contracted to do a year? Are you doing two a year, or?
So we started out, we had six out in 2013, and then we had, I think, four the next year, and then we went down to
three. Wait, you wrote six books in one year?
Yeah, but we don't remember much of that year.
This is all dyed hair right here. Yeah. All gray underneath. But yeah, we went down to three and then three. Now we did two for one. I think we're going down to one book a year. And it's nice. Oh. I mean, you know, one of the things that's been maybe like a silver lining of this crazy year is it's been a really breakneck pace for us for the past several years. I mean, with writing and traveling and promoting and stuff. So being forced to stay in one place and slow down, we really miss traveling, but there's been an aspect of it that we have learned to embrace a bit too, that just sort of slowing down and reading more and just like taking our time with stuff has been good.
Well, there's an excerpt right now in A Holiday, so I'm assuming that book is going to be coming out soon.
Mm-hmm. It's funny, the title's not in it because they hadn't announced it yet. But
right, that's what I'm like. That's why I'm like, does it have a name? I couldn't find the title.
Yep. So the title of the upcoming book is The Soulmate Equation. It is our first hardcover. So that'll be out in May of 2021.
So you'll come and talk to us again then?
We would love to.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Okay,
it would be amazing.
Yeah, we love this one.
And he's a scientist.
What's it called again? Let's say the name of it again.
It's called The Soulmate Equation.
The Soulmate Equation. Okay. Sounds good.
Yes.
That sounds really good. Okay. So we definitely look forward to that. So that one's all done, edited, and ready to go? Or what process are you in with that one?
No, it's done.
It's all done. Yep.
All done.
Yep. We just turned in our acknowledgments and we're done.
Oh, wow. But you're working on a new one already?
Yeah, that's the one that we're supposed to be outlining.
Oh, okay.
But you've so generously given your time to us, so thank you.
Oh, no, I don't mean like outlining this second. I mean, that's the one that we thought we had an outline, and then we were struggling, and then we had to kind of revamp the idea a little bit. And I just think everybody's focus right now is just like, it lasts for like 20 minutes, and then... Yeah. You know, what's happening on the news? Is the sky on fire? Are there locusts?
The fires, the pandemic, the election. Yeah. We're overwhelmed by so much going on. It's really a lot.
It is tough. Do you still sort of think within fandoms when you write, or do you feel that it's become that, you know, when you write, it's kind of has its own space?
I think has its own space, but I think writing fic really taught us a lot about writing, like how to construct your chapters, how to introduce your characters, how to like end your chapter so that that person wants to like turn the page. And Lo still writes fic, so I think it's always going to be part of our life.
I think we also know the kinds of things that readers find propulsive, like that really pulls them forward in a story, that aren't necessarily things we are taught to do as like novelists, right? Yeah. So I think fan fiction teaches you how to break some rules that are actually okay to break. And so we try and remember those tips when we're writing romance. But I think we do have to separate somewhat from thinking too much about what our readers want specifically and just do what's right for the story. When you're writing fic, a lot of times it's like a collaborative thing with readers and the writer, where you are sometimes writing things that people have specifically asked for, and we just can't do that quite as much this way. One, because the feedback isn't immediate, but also it just would get muddy, you know.
There's a lot of fulfillment in fan fiction, both for readers and for writers. As somebody who at one point did write fan fiction, so I can see that, and it's very funny speaking to other people who've written or who do write fan fiction about that particular aspect of it.
And it's like instant validation.
Mm-hmm. Like, and also, you get to spend time in scenes that you don't really get to linger in too much. And sometimes you can't really do that in a book. Like, it just pacing gets off. But in fandom, you can just luxuriate in those moments that you didn't get enough of, right? So that's really fun.
Is there a Christina Lauren fan club out there?
I mean, we have readers.
We have a Facebook group.
You have a Facebook group?
Yeah, called CeeLo and Friends.
Oh, okay. I haven't found that. I have to look for that now. Okay.
It's really
the letter C-L-O. Is that what it is?
Yep. CeeLo and Friends. And honestly, it is one of my favorite places on the internet. It's not just about our books. It's about, you know, we're all putting together a cookbook right now with our favorite go-to recipes because we're all sick of our own recipes that
That's
we're doing
amazing.
Every day.
How cool.
And people just share stories and favorite books. And it just is a really lovely little pocket of.
You will find me on there very
soon.
Excellent. Are you on Instagram also? Or you're just Facebook? You're on Instagram.
We are Facebook. We're at Instagram. We're at Christina Lauren. And also for Twitter, we're at Christina Lauren. And our website is Christina Lauren Books.
Great. So what do you read on your own? Do you not have time to read on your own?
Oh, no. Reading is a big part of the job. Yeah. I tend to read. I read a lot of romance. We get sent a lot of romance for promotion and for blurbing and whatnot.
Right.
But also, I just love reading romance. I love literary fiction, and I really love nonfiction. That's probably my go-to genre. Christina is more into the thrillers. She writes like mystery thriller.
So what are your favorite books from this year? Some of the books you've read.
Oh gosh. I feel like right now we're reading a lot of books that like aren't out yet.
Okay.
And especially we've been doing a lot of like Instagram lives and stuff. So we've been reading a lot of books for our friends, but like a book that's coming out that I'm really excited about is Heart and Soul by Jen Fredericks. And it comes out in May, and it's, if you watch K-dramas, which has also been a thing that we've really loved this year, is watching K-dramas, because so many of them are so romance heavy, like shamelessly romance heavy. And they're just fun. They're just like eating candy. And so this feels very K-drama in like, you think it's this, but then it's this, and then there's this turn, and then there's this turn. It was really, really good. It's about a Korean adoptee who goes to meet her family, and then this whole thing kind of just like unfolds.
That sounds fabulous.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's really good.
So my favorite books this year, I've loved Boyfriend Material by Alexis Hall that came out in July. I loved The Roommate by Rosie Dannon that came out.
Oh, I like that one too.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know if you've read it yet, but spoiler alert.
I haven't read that one yet.
Amazing. So if you've ever been in fandom, if you've ever even dipped a toe, it's like such a love song to fandom and fan fiction. And it's just got the greatest premise. So I really love that. I feel like I've been reading so much lately that I'm like having all of these spiraling thoughts. But yeah, those are the three that I would say you definitely need to pick up.
Thank you.
Also, I don't know if it came out this year. My Lovely Wife, I read it this year.
Very good. We spoke with
Yes.
Him.
Yeah.
Very good book. Yes.
That was such a good book because it was one of those books where I was legitimately like surprised, and that doesn't usually happen. And a premise that I just would never think of. So that was really good.
That was Samantha Downing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think about that book often.
We read her second book also.
Which one is that?
He started it.
Okay. That's the one with the girl walking away and right.
Like yes, they're on road trip. In the cover. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Okay. I started that one. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
That one was very good also.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many books out right now. I just can't keep up with it. And
I have such a backlog too, because I could not read at the beginning of this pandemic. I just felt so stuck. And then now I can, and it's like all I want to do. So I feel like I'm just catching up.
Do you listen to audiobooks?
Mm-hmm, I do. Not as much as Christina.
I love audiobooks. Yes, I'm usually reading one book and listening to another because we're on the computer a lot. And so it's nice to like give my eyes a rest.
Mm-hmm.
I love audiobooks. If I'm not listening to like, I probably listen to audiobooks more than I listen to music and stuff.
I do too. Because in the car, I usually always have an audiobook playing instead of usually you know, the music is usually what you listen to in the car. Do you guys have a say on who you pick to do your audiobooks?
Yeah, we get to choose our narrators.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
it's really nice. Like In Holidays was narrated by Patty Murin, who was Anna in Frozen Broadway, on Broadway. And she's just an amazing narrator. I mean, she is so, so good. And so she also did The Honey Don't List. And the Honey Don't List is alternating his and hers point of view. So the male narration was done by a voice actor named John Root. And they're both just so great.
Yep.
So.
You know which book of yours I really, really enjoyed? The Unhoneymooners.
Oh, thank you.
That was such a great story. I loved how at the wedding they got food poisoning and they're forced to go on the honeymoon. Great. Great idea. Great story. It was just so much fun. Thank you for writing wonderful books.
Thank you for reading them.
I love reading them. I can't wait to read the next one. And I know you write young adult also, but you stopped doing that now? You're just concentrating on adult books?
I think, you know, when we first started writing, the first book that we wrote, the one that Lo was talking about, Parted, is a YA book.
Okay.
And we thought, like, that was our plan, because we were reading books by, like, Jandy Nelson and Stephanie Perkins and loving those so much. Like Anna and the French Kiss is just like, mm-hmm. we were like, this is what we want to write. So we thought that we would be YA writers. And so we got our agent on a YA book. We were querying a YA book. But it's funny because when we were querying, we had an offer from somebody who only repped YA. And we ended up going with Holly Root, who was like the best thing that ever happened to us, but she also repped adult. And how different our career would have been if it would have gone that way. So we love YA so much, but I think that it has to be the right story. We would absolutely write more YA. We just have to have that perfect idea.
Well, keep writing the adult books. Not that I don't love reading YA. I love that too. But Christina and Lauren, I am loving everything you write. So thank you so much. And thank you so much for being here with us on Turn the Page, Syosset Libraries podcast. So we're going to sign off now. So this is Evelyn from Syosset Library. And with us we have
Jessica.
And our two wonderful authors,
Christina
and Lauren.
Okay. So thank you so much. And everybody, if you want to get a copy of their books, we have them all here in the library. They're also available on Overdrive and Libby. So thank you, Lauren and Christina, or other words known as Christina Lauren.
Thank you
for having us.
We look forward to speaking to you again after the next book comes out.
Bye.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.